1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 is going to be our text tonight. I believe in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I pray that in the coming days, your word will shine forth from this church, from her members, and that, Lord, it will sweep this area and have a far-reaching effect upon the hearer. Father, help us to be diligent and faithful in our prayers. Help us, Lord, not to go back as we move from one part of this study to the other. Help us, Lord, to maintain this serious and strong prayer life. For we know we can do nothing apart from you. We know we have the promise of your word that whatever we ask in the Father's name, in the name of Jesus, the Father will give. So Lord, help us to grow. Grow spiritually and grow by seeing lost souls saved through the power, the life-changing power of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once again, tonight is our last night as far as the subject of prayer goes. But my goal, my desire is, you know, we have focused, and I hope that your prayer life's improving. I've got to admit, mine has. But in the coming weeks, we're going to focus on the Word of God. And I believe, I truly believe, that the Word of God is just as powerful today as it was when Peter preached it on the day of Pentecost. I believe that it's just as powerful today as it was when Paul preached the gospel and established churches. I believe that the gospel still changes lives. Okay? I still believe Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner and thoughts of the intents of the heart." If this church is going to press forward into the future as a scriptural New Testament church, it's going to be by the power of the Word of God, not by the power of preachers, not by the power of programs, not by the power of anything else, but by the power of the Word of God. Now you say, "Brother Doug, we're supposed to be on prayer tonight." I know, I've got to kind of pull back a little bit here, okay? Not only am I a believer in the power, the life-changing power of the Word of God, I am a believer in the power of prayer. I believe that we have two great weapons, or two of the great weapons that we have. I'm not going to limit it, okay? But two of the greatest weapons that we have as children of God is the Word of God and prayer. I believe James 5:16 is true. "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." To put it in a little more understandable terms, the NIV says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. So we're on the verge or on the edge of changing. I want us to not turn away from prayer, but just shift our thought process just a little bit, okay? I want us to realize that as we go into the new study, we need to hold on tightly to one of the most powerful weapons that we have, which is prayer. I believe when you combine prayer and the Bible, you can accomplish anything. that God wants His church to accomplish. I think that's our power. So today, please, do not say, okay, we're through this part, we're moving on. No, we're going to hold on to the prayer part, okay? And I'm like Paul. Pray for me. Pray for the church. As we enter this new study, pray that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified. That's what Paul said, right? What does it mean for the word of the Lord to run swiftly? It means to make good progress. Have you ever, well, no, you haven't. I can tell you as a preacher, I have though. I've preached in churches, you know, and you look out there and there's just blank. There's nothing there. If you've taught Sunday school, you know what I'm talking about. It's not the word, it's the hearts of the hearer. So as we pray that God would prepare the hearts of the hearer to receive the word of God. Pray that every week the word of God in the coming weeks makes good progress. You see, we're having guests each week. I'm so fired up about the guests we're having at Victory. I love, you know, the old faces that have been here a long time, but I'm certainly encouraged by the new faces also. But listen, let's be up front. We don't want them to just come, right? If they're lost, we want to get them saved. If they're already saved and they don't have a church home, we want them to partner with Victory and the ministries of Victory as we move forward for the Lord. I see great opportunity. But I do not believe that we will see the full effect of that opportunity if we let our prayer life lag behind. Okay? So we've got to hold on. Second thing. He didn't just say that the Word of God may run swiftly or make good progress, but be glorified. And I think that word glorified is key. See, that word glorified, it means to be given high status. So here's my challenge. Pray that the Word of God will be given the highest status that can be given by a church in Victory Missionary Baptist Church. That when people come to Victory, they don't say, well, I enjoyed the services, or the singing was good, or the preacher was okay. That the one thing they get is that this church believes in the Word of Almighty God. That's what this is. I'm stepping over into next week a little bit. You may hear it again, but that's okay, right? Pray that the Word of God will be the centerpiece of every message, of every Sunday school lesson taught, of every Awana child that's taught, of everything that we do, that it be focused on the Word of God. Okay? That's where there will be progress made. That's where we will see the power of God. When God's people are praying and we hold the Word of God up for all the world to see, that's when we will see revival at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Believe. And you know, the funny thing is, these are the most basic things that we do, right? We pray and we have the Word of God. There's nothing new. As Solomon put it, there's nothing new under the sun. You know? It's the same old thing that's been used since the days of the apostles. Since the days of Paul. But it still works when we get our minds right and set upon it. Here's my challenge, okay? Got to have a challenge every Sunday night. This Sunday night's no exception. I want you to think about this long and hard. I would like to establish what may be one of the most important groups in this church. I would like to establish this week the Victory Prayer Group. I'm talking about people who are not afraid to go before the throne of God in all boldness. I'm talking about people who are willing to pray for the mountain to be removed. I'm talking about people who are willing to pray for things that they know is not humanly possible. I'm talking about people who are willing to pray at a moment's notice when they're notified that they'll enter that throne room of grace. And I'm going to be upfront with you. We're not going to pray about the mundane things, right? We're not going to pray about the little things. We're going to pray about the big spiritual things. And if you... Well, I'm going to tell you one more thing, okay? I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you tonight anyway. Part of the thing I'm going to ask this prayer group to do is on Sunday mornings, instead of coming to worship, I'm going to ask you to go to a room in the church and I'm going to ask you to pray for the services while they're going on. Okay? I'm going to ask you to pray for Brother Dale as he leads us in music. I'm going to ask you to pray for me as I preach. I'm going to ask you to pray to prepare the hearts of the hearer. And that while the worship and while the message is preached, that we've got God's people pouring out our request before the one who can make it happen. I want to see souls saved. I can't save them. I can't get them down the aisle. I want to see the saved revived. I can't do that. I want to see Victory Baptist Church become a church that is so ingrained in the Word of God that they won't settle for entertainment, but rather good, solid Bible teaching every time we come. That's my goal for the church. Okay? For that to happen, we need this prayer group. Now, I will tell you this. I'm not going to ask you to miss every service. Okay? We can rotate through. If you pray this week during the service, next week you come and somebody else will have a turn to pray during the service. Right? But make no mistake, I don't want half-hearted prayers, half-hearted people who pray. I don't want hit and miss. Maybe if I get the time kind of prayer people, I want people who will go to God and ask for these things that only come from God. And don't just say, "Oh, I'm one of those." Think about it. Consider it, okay? Think about it. Because it is a prayer commitment. I'm going to get your email if I have things that we need to pray over during the week. I'm going to email you. Get your phone number. I'm going to text you. And you're going to be the frontline defense for the church. You're going to be the prayer warriors. And if you're willing to do that, you don't have to tell me tonight. If you want to tell me tonight, that's fine. If you want to think about it and pray about it and tell me next week, that's fine too. But if you'll be a prayer warrior, I invite you. Join our prayer team. Join our prayer team. All right? Because if there's one thing that works, it's prayer. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. It makes a difference. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to pray for our church as we go in to this the new part of our study, the Desiring God study, Desiring God Through the Word. Pray that God will give me wisdom to preach the Word. Pray that God will open the ears of hearers. I'll tell you, there are people, we've been having people in services who need to be saved. Did you know that? We have. We've got to pray God to save these people. We've been having people who are hurting. We've been having people who have grown cold. Prayer and the Word will change that. So tonight, we are going to have a time of prayer. We're going to have a time which we just set aside. And we're going to pray. We're going to do it differently tonight. Last week, we just prayed and then you were dismissed, right? As you finished praying. Tonight, I'm going to ask someone in each section to lead a prayer. Pray for our, as we transition to the new study of the Word of God. Pray that God will open ears. Pray that for the church staff. Pray for myself. And we'll start with over here, Brother Ken. I want you to start us in just a moment. Then after you, Brother Ken, I'm going to ask Brother Houston, would you pray after Brother Ken? And then after Brother Ken, I'm going to ask Brother Bruce if you'll pray. And then after Bruce, I'm going to ask Eric if he'll pray for us, okay? And then after Eric prays, we'll be dismissed. Now, as they're praying, I want everybody to bow your heads right now, okay? And let's lift our church up in prayer before Almighty God, who can make the difference. Brother Ken, would you lead us?